Okay, let's begin our discussion. Shabbos Daf Zayin, and we are on Zayin Mabez. We'll start with Gufo. Well, today's topic will be a topic that relates to two areas of halacha, and that's exactly the point. Two areas, not one area of halacha, and there'll be a difference between the two areas of halacha, and that is Mechitzos LaShabbos and Mechitzos LaSukkah. The Gemara already on yesterday's Daf, on Davav, already told us that for Shabbos, Hilcha Shabbos, there are four Rishuyos. Dalad Rishuyos LaShabbos, says the Gemara. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, VeKarmelis UMakom Ptur. And the Braisa went into each of those, as Beis Hashem will be able to talk about at different points in the Masechta. Rishus HaYachid, a private domain, all the definitions of that, we'll touch on that today. Rishus HaRabim, public thoroughfare. Also, Beijer Machlokas, what the ingredients are. Do you need 600,000 people passing by daily? Do you need the potential of 600,000? What about how wide it is? Carmelis and Makom Ptur. Right, Makom Ptur, a place that's too small to be considered its own Rishus, and Carmelis, many different examples of Carmelis, as was described in the Braisa. So now we are in these sugyas of Hotsa'a and different Rishuyos. So the Gemara quoted on Zion Mabez, Amar of Gidal, Amar of Chia Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Bayez She'en Tocho Yud. Part of a Rishus is being 10 tfachim high. Right? As we know by Hilchas Sukkah also, if it's not 10 tfachim high, so then it's not called Roy Ladira. You can't live there. So therefore, it's not its own Rishus. But what happens if one has a house that the inside of the house is not 10 tfachim high? It's too short. The Kiruyo Mashlimo Liyud. But with the thickness of the roof, it makes it into 10. That if you would count the from the tippy top of the roof to the floor, so then that would be 10 tefachim. So the airspace of 9 tefachim, and then what thickness of 1 tefach. So what's the halacha? Al gago mutlataltel bakulo. On the roof, the roof is considered a Rishus HaYachid. Why? Because all the walls are considered as if they go even higher up, and there is a Rishus again on the gag, and that's what they used to use a lot again in the days of old. The roofs were very much used, and therefore on the roof you're allowed to be metaltel. Betocho in metaltel el abadalanamos, but inside it's not his own Rishus, and therefore you can only be metaltel dalanamos in the area inside the house. This is a price that was quoted earlier on the bottom of Amid Aleph. The Gemara already quoted, and Rashi there spoke about the Svara Al Gago. Rashi said to Gavoa Yud Havi Rishus Ayachid Umutil Atalta Bakulo. That's on the roof, but inside only in four. Why? To keep until Gavoa Hamachitza Yud Havi Carmelis. Because it doesn't have a height of four, but it's very wide, so it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's not a Rishus HaYachid, because it doesn't have walls of four tfachim high, and therefore it is a Carmelis. Again, even though it's a totally enclosed area, but it doesn't fit the other definitions, and therefore it is called a Carmelis. Okay, so that was what that's what the Gemara quotes in the name of Rav. But then the Gemara adds, Amar Abaya, V'im chakak bo dalad al dalad. What happens if in the middle of this house, remember the days of old, the floor was dirt. I dug a pit in the middle of the house, 4x4. And now, if I go from the bottom of the pit, I added on a tefach or two. So from the bottom of the pit to the roof, that's 10 tefachim. It's just that the rest of the house is still not 10 tefachim high. But if I did that, if I dug inside and I was mashlamid, then mutal atalta bakulo. Then I'm allowed to walk inside the whole house. That switches from a karmelis to a rishus hayachid. Now it's Rishus HaYachid with 10 tefach high walls. My timeout, find the hole itself. But why even the size of the hole, the rest of the house, why is that allowed? So the Gemara says, Habechurei Rishus HaYachid. These are extensions of the Rishus HaYachid. And just like if there is a hole in a wall on the side of Rishus HaYachid, that might be an extension of Rishus HaYachid, as the Gemara says. So too, these are extensions. The Rishus HaYachid is the area of the pit, which is Dalet al Dalet, and if he goes up 10 tfachim to the roof, so too the areas on the side. V'chari Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Dami D'itmar, as the Machloka Samaram is, Chari Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaYachid, Damu, Chari Rishus HaRabim, Abaya and Rav have a Machlokas. But either way, that's the Gemara. Good. So if we have a pit dug inside a house, and that pit now is mashlim, the height of the area from the bottom of the pit to the roof, 10 tefachim, so the whole area is taken care of. Our Gemara does not have any limitations how close this hole has to be to the walls. Doesn't have any limitations. Even if it could be a very wide house, if I have an area of dollar by dollar somewhere in it, so that is good enough. And that's Tosas Kasha, because we have a similar Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Dalid, but there, in terms of Sukkah also has to be 10 Tvachim high, but there we have the limitation that it has to be within 3 Tvachim of the wall. 3 Tvachim of the wall. Says Tosfos Akasha L'Riva, top Tosfos, here's item of base, Maishna Misukka De'ina Gavoa Yud. Dama Berakama De Sukka, Chokak Ba'al Ashlim Al Yud. The Gemara there says, if I'm choking to be Mashlim, Im Yesh Bisfas Chekak V'Lakosel Gibol Tvachim Psula, Pachas B'Gibol Kshera, you need Lavud, you need within 3 Tvachim of the wall. So why here, by Shabbos, we do not need within 3 Tvachim of the wall, while by Sukka, we need 3 Tvachim, within 3 Tvachim of the wall. So there are basically 2 suggestions in the Rishonim, and that's what we're going to just mention today. 2 suggestions, Tosfos and many others that follow Tosfos and expand on Tosfos, and we'll see the Tosfos Rishonim that's quoted here on the side. So first Tosfos says, Vitirates to shiny hasam gabe sukkah. Tosfos says, fundamentally, and this is what we're going to expand upon, there's a big difference between what you need for Shabbos and what you need for Sukkah. Same exact case. You need 10 tefachim, and if you dig a pit, you make it into 10 tefachim. But what you are creating is different in the world of Shabbos and in the world of Sukkah. Okay, this is a perfect example of sugya in the Rishonim, where on the surface, the sugya seem parallel in the various Gemaras, but the Rishonim come up with fundamental chilukim between the two. Or they don't. We'll see. Tosfos does. Shani Yosef Gavi Sukkah. Demina Shi Mechita Sumuchas L'Schach. Sukkah, special din. You need the walls close to the schach. You need this walls close to the roof. The Alfin and Hazam, because we learned there the source for how many walls you need. Mechitzos mi basukas, basukas, basukos. So you'll learn that the walls have to be connected to the schach. And that's why If the schach is far from the dfanos, it is puzzle. Skipping. V'yavagav the dofer akuma machsheres adal ramos. And even though we know what about dofer akuma, a sukkah topic. Dofer akuma, as long if there is puzzle schach between the walls and the schach, even up to 4 amos is good enough because we view it as if it's a bent wall. Dofer akuma. So you see the walls don't have to be so close to the roof. No, there's a difference between that case and our case. Because over there, there you have perfect walls. You're just extending them to the schach, and therefore you can extend the walls. Here you don't have walls. Here you don't have good walls. You're trying to create the walls. Right? So, So Tosfos is Mechalik and says over there you need the walls close, but here you don't. But Tosfos doesn't go to the step further, like, why is that? Why is that? Is there a fundamental difference between Sukkah and Shabbos? So if you look in the Rashba, if we look in the Ritva, they start opening up our eyes for the difference between Shabbos and Sukkah. Says the Rashba, he quotes this as Tosfos, but he expands. Tirtzu b'Tosfos, the Hasa bina mechitzas mamish. By Sukkah you need halachic walls. Mechitzos. Vehechsher sukkah b'mechitzosi. Vishiyu smuchos l'schach. Ulamata menasichoch. They have to be next to the schach. They have to be under the schach. Aval le'inyin Shabbos. Ein ha'akpadat b'mechitzos mamish. Shimachshiros es achakak. He says it b'feirish. By Shabbos, what you need is not mechitzos. You don't need mechitzos mamish. Ela shihe hachak nishmar al yado. You just need a protected area. You don't need halachic walls by Shabbos. The tfanos by Shabbos are not to be tfanos per se, but to serve a function, as the Rashba says. And the Ritva also, here, the Ritva says, of course, the same idea, v'yesh lomar, t'hasam be'inon mechitzas shel sukkah. To Rachmana Kapit Sheyu Lo Tfanos Aval Hachalo Beinan Ella Sheyu Omid Mukaf Mechitzos V'Sheyeroe Atzmo Toch Mechitzos. That it's surrounded and you can see yourself within the Mechitzos. What exactly are they driving at? So Reb Chaim is quoted in a number of Svarim. Reb Chaim Al Rambam talks about this also, and the Hari Kedem in the first volume in the top in the Simanim related to Sukkah Simin Kuf Gimel. and others, Simin Kuf Tzadi Beis, says the word, I'll quote it from the Ha'ari Kedem. What are the Rashba and the Ritva driving at? Sukkah, you need walls. That's the purpose of the walls in Sukkah, to be walls, to function as tfanos. That's part of the definition, as we'll see, of Sukkah. But when it comes to Shabbos, the walls by Shabbos are just there to create what's called Hekif Makom. It's create a surrounded area. And therefore, there are going to be different rules. The shiny mechitzas mitfanos Sukkah. When it comes to walls by Sukkah, so you have to have the ditch close to the walls, because you're creating a wall, you need it as a wall per se, and therefore there are requirements. But by Shabbos, all you need is Hekif Makom. You need a surrounded area. So maybe even if, as long as you have 10 tefachim high, you don't need halachically per se walls. From the outside, this is a surrounded area, even if it doesn't really fit to be a wall in other halachic contexts. The shiny mechitza Shabbos mitfanos sukkah, the mechitza Shabbos ikar dinam hu lahakif aligdaras harashus. Mashayke betfanos sukkah, you so dinam hu din tfanos. Hatzrichos labinyan sukkah, utfanos mukhum l'schach, and therefore it is a different requirement. Where else do we see this? Again, it's the same din of 10 tfachim, right? But it looks the same. 10 tfachim, shiurin, halach moshe b'sinai. But the 10 tfachim play a different role. By Sukkah, they're walls. By Shabbos, they are creating a surrounded area. The Ran in Sukkah, on Daf Beis, the Ran says, we have a concept that didn't come up yet, but B'Elashim will come up, Tzuras HaPesach. What if I have Kanami Kan, V'Kanami Kan, V'Kan Al Gabehen? Right? We have a lintel and two threshold. So we know for Hilchos Shabbos that helps, creating a Tzuras HaPesach in various areas. We know Hilchos Mezuzah, Tzuras HaPesach is crucial. Tzuras HaPesach is not going to help you by Sukkah. And if you don't have any walls, but you don't only have Tzuras HaPesach, the Ran says that's not going to work. The Ran here on Daf Beis Mabeis and the Daf Yarif, if I find it quickly, if not, I'll just mention it, says the Ran here that you cannot use Tzuras HaPesach for Sukkah, because that doesn't create a wall. Right, that's the Ran towards the Mitvar of Nira, Tzuras HaPesach Mate, B'Shetvar Shol Sukkah. Ava Bishu Mate L'Shabbos, Ule Kilayim. Even though it's matir for Shabbos, even for Kilayim, it works as an imaginary wall, right, to separate between the two. Kedisa verkama de Ervin, Shemato American, Lahai Lishna kama de Rabba, Mai Kula de Tofen Shlishis, Tabina ba filu tefach, Kivishis batsurasa petzach apre kula, Afilu shteitvanus umatir, Imato omer de Tofen Sukkah, Kedofen Shabbos, Linsurasa petzach, and therefore the Ran says, it is not going to work. It's not going to work. And he has one line there because we're more machmer. But it doesn't get to the root. So therefore, why not? So Rav Chaim explains, because by Sukkah you need walls. So Tzuras HaPesach isn't a wall. It can be an imaginary wall. It could be a wall b'koach, not a wall b'foal, as some say. And therefore, that's one halachic nafgamina. Right? The Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yotes has an unbelievable halacha, which is somewhat unusual. Pesel hayotze min asukah. The Gemara says on Dav Yutes that let's say I have schach that's overhanging the walls of the sukkah. They're much bigger. And I'm sitting on the outside of the sukkah underneath the schach that's overhanging. So Gemara says in certain cases that's kosher. Pesel hayotze min asukah is kosher. So says Rev Salvation quotes that here in Ha'ari Ketem. How you're not surrounded. You're not surrounded by any walls. Right, you have a sukkah, but you're on the outside. So there, you're not in Hekif Makom. So there's a kula. For Hilchos Shabbos, you're not in the Rishus. But for sukkah, you're in the context of a sukkah. And therefore, it would be good enough. That's an amazing, application of this, that you could sit outside the sukkah. It's a din of Bechitza versus a din of Hekif Makom. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos talks about Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Yud Dalid. Yud Zayin Yud Aleph, the Rambam discusses a lechi of Isurei Hana'ah. A lechi of Isurei Hana'ah. Right? Of creating a reshus, but the item that I'm using is Asur B'Hana'ah. So, is that Kitusei Mechtas Shi'ura? Is that considered as if it is burned up, as we know in certain areas of Halacha? If you have an Esrog, that's Shel Ashera or others. So the Rambam says, here it is, Bakolosin Lachayim, Afilu Bisure Hana Akum, Atzma. Right, the Rambam says, Yuzayin, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Even Isure Hana, Shalechi Avyo Kalshu, Shkova Lechi Ein Pachim, Ezra Tvachim, Rabbav Avyo Kalshu. So Rambam is Matir Lechi Shalana Shera. Right? So the Raiva jumps on the Rambam, but how could that be? Right? How could you use a lechi? The answer is maybe it's good enough for Hilchas Shabbos, but not for Hilchas Sukkah. Because it's still, okay, it's Asr Bana, and it's Kilo Kitizu Mechle Shiure. But that's where you need to shear in a chefsa of an item. Like a dauphin. But if it's not that, all you need is a surrounded area, so maybe this would be good enough. And he quotes that here in Simen Kuf Gimel, and now he kept them from Reb Chaim. To Gamla Rambam, calls that, hu rak ach ben ogeel mechitzas Shabbos bilvad. Dein dim mechitzas b'Shabbos, ela hamakom v'harishus heim shetu'unim hekechitzos. Avo b'mechitzas sukkah, the yalfinon mibasu kos to be'inon gimel tfanos. Hasam atfanos atzmam hei miguf hechshir hasukkah. And therefore, you cannot use asherah. Can't use something that is aser b'hana. One final nafkamina, and then we'll move on to the other. And that is the Rambam says in Perek Yud Zayin. Again, we'll have to come back to this. Perek Yud Zayin halacha tes. And earlier, the Rambam holds rishus hayachid. You need four walls midaraisa. That's the Rambam shita. The Rambam says here also in the beginning of Perek Yud Dalet. Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos, as we quoted the Brisa yesterday. Rishuyos Yachir, Rishuyos Arabim, Carmelis, and Makom Ptur. The Ram continues and says, V'chein Makom Shehu Mukaf Arba Mechitzos. On a Daraisa level. On a Daraisa level, you need four Mechitzos, says the Rambam. Govon Asara Ubeinehen Arba Al Arba O Yosem Mikain, Avil Yeshbo Kama Milin, Im Hukaf Ladira, V'chulu V'chulu. So that is called Rishus Hayachid Gemura. And then Magen Mishnah points this out, that the Rambam holds against other Rishonim, four walls. Sukkah does not need four. Sukkah does not need four. It's interesting. Here, Hekev Makom, again, is a Chumrah. To be a surrounded area, you need something on all the walls, all sides. Maybe you can use it as a Pesach. But you need something on all four. To be a halachic structure like Sukkah, maybe not. Even though you need Tfanos, two and a little bit, three walls. Because there, it's just a din of the structure. A structure doesn't have to be a perfectly surrounded structure. An area has to be surrounded. Right? And therefore, again, a difference between Hek of Makom and the Tfanos themselves. There is a related question, again, not our topic fully, but I'll just touch on it. And that is the definition of a Sukkah. What's the definition of a Sukkah? If I would ask. So the Schach is for sure part of the definition of the Sukkah. That's Rashi on the first daf in Sukkah. Rashi and Daf Beis Min Aleph. Where do we get the word Sukkah from? From Schach. V'al Shem HaSchach Kruya Sukkah. But the question is, what about the walls? You need walls for Sukkah. But is that, as we've just been talking about, is that part of the definition of the Sukkah? Or are those basically just to hold up the Schach, which are halachically the Iker part of the definition of the Sukkah? L'may Nafkamina, what's the difference? Difference is, there is a Machlokas Rishonim, the Rambam and the Rush. When we say a Sukkah is Aser Bahana, is it only because it's Huksa L'mitzvaso? So, does that apply to the Tfanos also? Are the walls also Aser Bahana? Or just the Schach? What if I want to get personal benefit from the walls? So that's a Machlokas Rishonim. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam says, "Beferish atzei sukkah asurin kol shmonis yimei achag, bein atzei tfanos, bein atzei schach." The Rambam says the walls are part of the definition, are asur bahana by sukkah. And if you look in the Rush in the first parak of sukkah, halacha yud gimel argues, "Vahayda asiri atzei asukkah tainu dafka schach, aval atzei atfanos mishrashari." To call my dedarshin michag asukkah tainu dafka schach. Machlokas Rambam Rush. Whether the walls of the sukkah are also usher to get benefit from during a sukkah. So what's that machlokas about? So Rav Soloveitchik on the first page of the Rishima Shiurim in sukkah says, machlokas, what's the definition of the sukkah? Is the sukkah just the schach? Of course you need the tfanos. But are they to hold up the schach, or are they part of the essence of the sukkah itself? Okay, but that's a machlokas that we'll have to come back to. He continues and says, what about, even according to the Rambam that says the walls, Lechora, the ground isn't part of it. Right? The ground isn't part of the floor of the sukkah is a part of the definition. And therefore he goes into a problem because the Gemara says sukkah gzul is a problem. But mitzvah baba vera only applies when there's a chefsa shal mitzvah that's labeled as stolen. So by sukkah gzula, where you stole the ground, really, so that's how could that be labeled if it's not part of the sukkah? Okay, he goes into that after. Okay, but let's just get into the other shita. So this is all one answer of the Rishonim. Why is it that the hole doesn't have to be so close by Shabbos, but does by sukkah? Because of different requirements. If you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim here on the side, he just has another suggestion. V'yod yishlamar dahacha, he says, yish mechitzos gevoas mibachutz. One second. If you're standing outside the house, forget the hole. you see a 10 tefach high structure. Remember, the roof is mashlim for 10 tefachim. So from the outside, it's 10 tefachim high. It's just that inside, you don't have 10 tefachim of a living space. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, that's why there's a difference. By Shabbos, well, let's just read it. V'eitzorch letzarev agidur, ela de'ein avir yud, ukshechakach dika avir yud, mokom echad, havi rishus ayachid. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, and maybe the Minchas Asher points out that he thinks it's Rabbeinu Hananel here also. Really, there's no fundamental difference between Sukkah and Shabbos. Even by Shabbos, you need tfanos. It's not about hekev makom. Even by Shabbos, you need tfanos. What's the difference? In our case, you have tfanos. Over there by Sukkah, you have a 8 tefach high Sukkah. You dig a hole in the middle to make a 10 tefachim. From the outside, it's still only 8 tefachim high. You don't have 10 tefach walls. Here, you have 10 tefach walls looking in from the outside. And just the inside, you have the problem that it is not 10 tefach high space. What's the chiddush of the Tosfos Yeshanim? For a Rishus HaYachid, you need 2 ingredients, at least, but they don't have to be mitzuref to each other. You need 10 tefach high walls, and you need living space 10 tefach high. But they don't have to be connected to each other. You don't need the 10 tefach high walls to create the living space. And that's exactly what you have here. Once you have dug the hole, then inside you have 10 tefach high space, royal adira. You have the 10 tefach high walls from the outside. Good. That's it. That's all you need. They don't have to be connected. It's 2 dinim. And that's, I'll just read it from the Minchas Asher. Simen Chafes, he just expands on this. Umavur b'divreim, de be'emes bin en Shabbos, mechitza mamish. Against Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ritva. There's no fundamental difference between Shabbos and Sukkah. You need mechitzas by Shabbos too. Ve'enach chach mitzarev l'mechitza mumuruchach menagim al tfachim. Ela, did lo tzara klal tziruf benidon didon. Because here you have the walls. The chiddush is that there's another requirement. Yishnei dinim begeder asara tfachim, the rishus ayachid, din mechitzas harishus, shetzricha asara tfachim, v'din chalal, rishus ayachid, shetzorach bo yutfachim. And that's different. That's a difference. And then he says, that's rooted in the Rabbeinu Hananel here, where he says, kiven delo chazi ledira, eina mechitzos mo'ilos. Because there's not chazi ledira. Kalal she'ein sham, it's as if there are no mechitzos regarding the royal ledira element. Okay, major machlokas we've shown him about mechitzas for Shabbos and for Sukkah. Just 2 points. The Rush here seems to quote both ideas, like the Rabbeinu Hananel, Tosfos Yeshanim, and like the Tosfos. So it's unclear exactly. The Achronim try to fit it together. How do you put them together? And also to note, the Rambam does not quote this halacha. It's also a mystery. But the Rambam doesn't quote this whole idea of chachak lahashlim, of digging in the middle in order to be mashlim the shear. Either way, okay, we will have to stop here.